Good morning and happy Easter. My first spiritual teacher did not like the way most people celebrate Easter here in the United States, so he would always sarcastically say, "Happy jelly beans," because he knew that people did not understand the real Christ resurrection message. Now, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say Happy Easter. Last week or the week before, I don't know, they're all kind of running together. I talked about the book Beyond Words and Thoughts. And I talked about how it was falling apart because yeah, I've underlined it so much. And I talked about how Peter had given this to me. We had traded books. See, there's his name, Peter, and he's in San Francisco. And not only is my underlining in there, if I can find it, I'll show you, his highlighting is also in here. So this book is getting crowded, and I need to have a fresh one. And I ordered a fresh one, but I just can't seem to, I don't get as much out of the fresh one as I do out of this one. Well, where are you, Peter? I know you're here because I saw you a whole lot. There. This is Peter's highlighting. See, and this is my underlining. So it's gotten to where I really do need a new one. So I sent for one and I got it, and it's down here somewhere. And next time I need to access it, I'll probably still use this one. All right, so we are on the Avila Beach Beyond Time seminar, and we're studying talk number 5-1. And let's see, is there a name to it? Expansion techniques. He's going to give us some techniques to expand. One of the things he's talking about is recognizing and realizing your every awareness, your everywhere self, your own omnipresence. I love that. Omnipresence. Can't you just feel it in your meditation? Omnipresence. Not I omnipresent, but I omnipresence. I am that omnipresence. And he's talking about ways that we can feel that. Because if we're going to step out of time, if we're going to step into the kingdom, we're going to have to step into our everywhere self. And it can be done. I started doing it at this seminar. I think it was the first time I ever did it. I had listened to his tape called Follow Me. That's a good one too, by the way. Follow Me. And it was about following the inner Christ of your being. And so I love that talk. It was, wow, yes, this is right. And so I had to meet him. I just had to meet Herb. So I got in my car and first I talked to the person that had the tape and found out that he was going to give a class in Northern California. And I was in Southern California. So I registered and also made an appointment for an individual session afterwards. had no idea what I was going to meet. So I got in my car, a little Toyota, and the lady that listened to the tape went with me. She was like 65 and I was 22 or 3, I think. And I drove up there and went to the seminar, and wow, it was everything I'd hoped and more, because I had an experience while I was there of my everywhere self. And it was so powerful that I was never the same again. However, it brought with it the ability in meditation to feel that everywhere self. And sometimes while I'm walking around or sitting in a movie theater or sitting in a restaurant, so, please take seriously when he says we've got to practice that a little bit. We've got to understand the nature of the everywhereness that is here. And that means this entire universe, which is wherever God is, wherever I am, and I am here. It's really, this spiritual path is really, I don't know, it's like turning the universe inside out. Sometimes you just cannot believe it. All right, I'll be back in a minute. So, we need to practice that in our meditation, as well as when we're walking around. And it's not a big thing. We don't have to go through a 20-minute exercise to remind ourselves. No, we just have to pause and feel it. What Herb calls getting the weight of it, of your everywhere self. I know I usually have a forest behind me, but I just was not in the mood to wrestle that big green screen and put it up. So you're stuck with my den where I have a picture behind me of someone doing this, and that's my meditation chair right there. So I am reminded everyone should be still in this corner of the universe. But when I sit in that chair, I can feel my everywhere self. Had a beautiful experience of that last night. All right, so what else can be said? Let's scroll down here on his talk and see if something hits me. Yes, when you apply this to healing, you begin to discover that there's no one out there to heal. Because of your everywhere self, this is always the same thing. The fabric of illusion appearing to your consciousness for you to accept or reject. And the way to accept it is just don't do any work. Just let these things come and roll into you, and you can demonstrate COVID-19, and you can demonstrate financial lack, and you can demonstrate loneliness, and just don't do any work. But the way that you can prevent that is to do the work. Yes, this is appearing. This person brought this to me. But it's not a person. It's the fabric of Hypnotism is the fabric of world thought, world mind. And that fabric is nothing. So I don't have to wrestle it, fight it, push it away. I've already done everything I'm supposed to do. I recognize it. It's hypnotism. Now, I stand still. I wait upon the Lord. God, reveal thyself. Reveal the everywhere self. And so as I recognize and feel the weight of that everywhere self, and I know I am that, I can relax and rest in it. Thank you, Father. And since there's only one everywhere self, the realization here is a realization everywhere. And so anyone reaching out in receptivity will receive that realization. It may not be consciously, but they'll receive it and phone you or email you and tell you that they feel better or whatever the case may be. Now, he says, that eliminates the world. That's something that's kind of difficult to get a hold of. Where will I be if I die completely to self? Why, I'll be the hole in the donut. No, you'll be the everywhere self. We are resurrected out of the tomb of the donut, called a human appearance, an appearance of a human. We're resurrected out of that tomb of mortal sense into this everywhere self. And we learn to walk in it only for seconds at a time, but then for minutes, even half a day, maybe. Maybe you devote a day to meditation once a month, and for the whole day, you live in and through your everywhere self. I fully plan to be standing in my everywhere self the day I lay down this body for good. I think I'm right about at the time, so start practicing what he's telling you in 5.1. Write me if you have a difficulty and you want to ask a question, or write me an email if you have something wonderful to share. I enjoy the emails that are serious. The cute little ones, no, I just delete them. But the serious ones, students that are serious about this, you better believe I read every one of them. All right, so that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed talk number 5.1. When I flew over there and spent some time with him, I saw where he recorded the tapes that we listened to before we went to the convention. And it was a nice little den in his house. And that's what I'm talking to you in now. The entire loft is really our bedroom and my den combined. And God bless, okay? All right. Happy Easter.